Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the Cannabis Today podcast. I'm Steve Blank. This edition of the podcast was recorded on the show floor of the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition in New York City. Join us at the CWCB Expo September 26th through 28th at the Los Angeles Convention Center. For details on exhibitors, speakers, conference schedules, workshops, and more, visit CannabisMeansBusiness.com. Check out with promo code CANNATODAY19 and save 20% on your three-day Super Saver Pass. On this episode of the podcast, I'm joined by Shira Adler. Shira is an author, speaker, advocate, entrepreneur, and a self-proclaimed instigator. A recovering anti-pot parent, Shira's passion and purpose are to educate, uplift, and inspire. Her book, The ABCs of CBD, The Essential Guide for Parents, is available now. Without further ado, Shira Adler, live from the show floor of the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition in New York City.
Is that on the,
You know the classical piece, Thus Spake Zarathustra? It's a spig. Is it Rachmaninoff? Is it like, okay, it's just crazy obscure.
Okay. You said Persian?
Yeah, but there are very few Zoroastrians in the world.
Wow. Well, this has gotten deep before I've even given you an opportunity to introduce yourself. Let's do just that, if you would, and at whatever length feels good, let everybody know who you are.
Well, I'm Shira Adler. So much. I'm the founder and CEO of a company called Synergy by Shira Adler. And under that Synergy umbrella, I am the author of The ABCs of CBD, The Essential Guide for Parents and Regular Folks Too, which was here and created to educate us to why pot is not what we were taught. So I really am an activist and an advocate. I'm also a spiritual counselor and healer and clergy by background. So I have a consumer product line that is all about modern alchemy, right? The mixing of ancient plant wisdom based in shamanistic roots, really, and modern science. Because in today's society, we are mind, body, and spirit beings, but we also have a complexity of diagnosis codes and issues and challenges. So I created products that help address all of those on physical, physiological, mental, and emotional, and spiritual levels.
And is that what's brought you here today?
Yeah. So I'm here for my third time at the CWCBE. I am an old broad. Like, you wouldn't know by looking at me, but I just had a seriously big birthday. And the funny part is, when I first came here in 2016, my products, being that I am the only person who has created a CBD-infused aromatherapy line, it's part of a whole holistic regimen, and I was nominated by HuffPost as one of the best-in-show products, and I never stopped. I've kept going, and I've just included and embraced. Now I have tinctures, I have Bliss Butter, which is essential oil-infused, full-spectrum, 500-milligram body butter. Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. So between the book and the products and being a speaker and an educator, I'm super busy. And when I first made my line, they were for anyone seeking sanity on the way to serenity, because we have a long journey and we have to support ourselves in that journey. So yeah, I'm kind of like, oh, Shira's been here for so many years. I started my holistic health and wellness company in 2011, and I started playing with CBD in 2014. So that's, compared to most of the brands that are popping up, pretty long time. And I'm honored to be called like a pioneer and a lot of other names, which I prefer, Canna Godmother, and Reuters called me the marijuana mama, all kinds of things. So
I was on Bravo.
I was actually, yeah, I am that spiritual soccer mom who is really made for reality TV and actually was on it. So I was the debut mom on a show called Extreme Guide to Parenting. And I'm still recognized, even though it was years ago, as that funky spiritual soccer mom with the sprays. Like, you can't make that up.
Do you get stopped, like, in public?
People
recognize you on that level?
Especially if I'm actually somewhere where there is meant to be someone in public. Like, if I'm doing an event or I'm carrying or using the sprays, I don't think you'd recognize me anymore just by walking down the street.
But if you pick up a spray bottle,
yeah,
it's like you're
it happens.
Taking your disguise off.
It's crazy. They're like, I knew you looked familiar. You're that mom with the sprays. And I'm like, yeah, I am. It's cool, you know? But it's nice. It means that I'm just authentically who I am. And I think that all of us should be that way. And I'm finding, especially in this nascent and wild west industry of cannabis and hemp, that's not always the case. And I love the fact that people know who I am and respect me, because I'm just here to help them. It really actually has nothing to do with any of the media work I've done. It's about, how can I show up and be in service? What do you need? How can I address that need state for you? You know, what's going to make your life better? And how can I be a participant in that journey?
Sure.
And I think that most of the companies, or a lot of them, are kind of nameless and faceless, and they might be well-funded, but really, what are they rooted in?
Right.
And I don't want to take anything away. I love the fact that we have so many new companies, and I'm just thrilled at the explosion and the growth of this industry, but I'm really honored to have a place, literally as the godmother, almost watching over all of this, and being one of those people, and there's so many of us, that care so passionately about the medicine, about the legalization, about the passage of our bills that are going to help to promote social equity and justice and repair the racism that's been a part of this industry forever. And I want to be one of those voices that say, don't judge me. You don't really know what I've lived through. You don't know what my kids have been through. You don't know who I work with. But let's share our stories. And in the sharing of our stories, we can find that we can address together humanity's pain points. And I think hemp does that. I think this medicine does that. I think my book helps to do that.
She's got some stuff.
I got stuff.
You got the...
How much don't you have?
No, I just say that to
Thank
say,
you.
Like, the genuine place from which you say all of that and the authenticity...
Thank you. That's
is,
so
is
sweet.
Like
Thank you.
Type stuff, you know? So, that said, thanks for being here, because there are a lot of people present, as always, you know, that don't necessarily match the same intentions or energies. Let's
so
dig
true.
Into the product a little bit. Tell me more about some of the products.
So you know how essential oils are. It's a really good entry point to a conversation. So if you know nothing about cannabis or hemp, right, and you don't really quite know what CBD is or how to use it or what delivery method or what kind of product, aromatherapy is kind of chill. It's a really good entry point to experimenting with these kinds of products. So that's why I started with them, because you can be on any kind of medication, you can have any kind of background, you don't really need to have know anything about it, except that when you spray around your face and you take a deep breath in, you are microdosing with CBD. So it's landing on the inside the mucosal membrane lining of your nose, it's landing on your skin, it's got a humectant quality, so there's definitely stuff to it. There's a little kick of bioavailability, but really it's about breathing in a blend of 4 to 5 essential oils per spray, and I have 5 sprays total. So I'm covering all the chakras, I'm covering all your moods and your energies and your need states, and it's just a simple and powerful way at a very good price point, because let's be real, some of these products are cray-cray when it comes to the pricing, that anybody can start and give themselves a little dose of something they need anyway, even if they don't know it. So that's the signature series. They're called Synergy Sprays.
Right on. This is your third CWCB in New York, or
yes.
total?
No, my third one in New York. I do travel around. I have been a speaker at other conferences, and I do a lot of that. Technically, I am on a book tour still while I'm already writing my second book. So there's a lot going on. But I love New York because this is my home base.
Right on.
So I'm always going to do this show if they want me here, and it's kind of an honor, you know. And ironically, people use my book title, which is The ABCs of CBD, as a descriptor for everything. Learn the ABCs of CBD. I'm like, yeah, guys, but that's trademarked, so you kind of have to ask permission or mention the book. But okay. It's just good that I put something out that everybody's referring to. I think that's amazing, because that is the point. Be in service, give the education, give the foundation. Someone just walked by my booth. I have no idea who she is. She goes, you don't know me, but I bought your book last year and I love it. And it was really practical and I understood everything in it. Because that's part of the problem in this industry. It's confusing as all get out. You know, is it cannabis or is it hemp or is that the same thing? And what is CBG or CBN and why is CBD and, you know, all the cannabinoids? Are cannabinoids the same as terpenes? How much? What form? Where does it come from? How do we use it? I mean, lots more questions than answers, or at least maybe people who know the answers on a deep level.
True. The second book is in the works now?
Yeah. So it's called Pink Moccasins and Other Footwear-Inspired Tales of Empowerment, because I'm all about the fempowerment.
All right.
I was a single mom when I started my company with the last bit of my divorce money, and look what I'm doing now. Like, it's important to me to uplift and support other women. So the book is, the tagline is, you can't walk in another woman's shoes, but you sure as hell can admire them. And it's also about how we walk in our experience. So each chapter is going to be a story about another woman in the cannabis and hemp space, and from all different demographics and regions and race and cultures and ethnicities and orientations, because it doesn't matter who each of us is separately. It doesn't matter what our external appearances are. It matters how we show up and walk in our experience and how we're here to intersect. And you cannot know another woman, but if you like her shoes, you are actually going to look down and say something. So it's how we connect with each other in a very neutralized way. See? Your girlfriend's nodding because she knows it's true.
Alicia says she's on to something.
So it's the metaphor for how we reach out to each other, how we connect, and how we show up and walk our own experience.
Right on. What's this being your third year take on CWCB so far on day one?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I have such pride. I feel like I'm watching a little baby of mine that's just blossomed, even though I'm really probably a baby of theirs too. It's reciprocal, but it's so amazing. We have, I think, at least another 175 booths this year, or or 75 more in just the backspace. Incredible. And you can see that the element of sophistication around the brands and products and awareness. I mean, the fact that my book now is about to be in dispensaries in New York is a huge deal, not just because I'm excited it's being sold there, but because it means they're finally allowing it to be sold there. It means we're changing the conversation. Now, because I'm the one who takes my kids up, or I'll go up to Lobby Day, or I'll march and talk at the cannabis parade. And, you know, you just keep going, keep going, keep going. And then you can take a step back and come to a show like this and look around and see how many more media outlets. I mean, you guys are here, you know. How many more people are interested in this, what I call the canna curious conversation? And look how packed it is, and that's your answer.
Can you imagine if the legal stars would have aligned for New York, New Jersey a few months ago?
Yes.
What insanity this would be.
It would be even more insane, but here's why I'm actually glad that we haven't passed that. I personally am glad that we didn't pass this through in terms of legalization for New York back in April when it was part of our budget, because I don't think that that was the way to go. I think that the language was very confusing. There were issues with it, which is why it got pulled out. There was like a 132-page section that was added that was specifically called, and it was referred to as cannabis hemp. Well, what does that mean? Even the definition didn't really work. So it was fraught with all kinds of confusion. And even though, yes, we would have cheered all day long that we were technically legalized, at what expense? The MRTA, the Marijuana Regulation Tax Act, that's really what we want to support. That is the one I work with Drug Policy Alliance and Start Smart. And that is all about building this industry correctly. And that's what's happening in New Jersey, too. If we are not going to give access and opportunity and licenses, if we are not going to wipe off, you know, the criminal records of those who should have never been prosecuted and enforced, if we're not going to make inroads in all of that and understand that our privatized jail systems are really just money wheels, right, then we're not doing this correctly. And I don't want a bill to just go through that is not taking into account those very needs and those people, the communities that have been decimated and most hardest hit. And, you know, I might be a white mom from Westchester, but I've been reported to Child Protective Services. I know what that feels like. I understand what I'm facing, and I'm not about to let that happen to anybody, regardless of their color of their skin. That is insane. So not on my watch, not ever, not now. So we're going to push for the MRTA. We're going to get this done right.
I can appreciate that, a lot of that.
Yeah.
Let's see. What would we be remiss for not having discussed? Tell me a little bit about the retreat.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this retreat. So this is called the Women's Cannabis Wellness Retreat. It is the first ever of its kind. And it's, again, the intersection of women that are looking to better understand and educate themselves. It's also about inspiration and connection. So this is going to be a wellness retreat. And you don't really have to be Jewish to go, even though I am leading a Friday night service, but I'm also a non-denominational interfaith minister. So trust me, if you've ever been to a kirtan or any kind of spiritual ceremony or experience, you don't need to know the language. You just need to be a part of the healing energy of it. So it's about spirituality and medicine and sexual health, and different brands will be there. But it's a retreat in July 19th to 21st at the Wyndham in Deerfield Beach, Florida. And who doesn't need a weekend off? Hello, raising my hand right here.
Amen.
So I am thrilled to be doing this.
Awesome.
And now you have to just go to ShiraAdler.com. If they opt into my newsletter, especially, please do that. There's a button on the front that says, yep, I want to know the truth. You get a free chapter right out of my book by just opting into the newsletter. And then I can give you also codes. You can follow me on social, because there is a discount code that I would happily give anyone. Just drop me an email, opt into my newsletter, and I'll make sure that you get that.
Nice. Drop that that website and the socials one more time, if you would.
Sure. ShiraAdler.com, ShiraAdler.com. And I'm on social at The One Shira Adler, #1 Shira Adler.
Shira's media trained.
You can tell, right?
You're just well-spoken.
Thank you.
Let's see. What else? What would we be remiss for not having discussed here today?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm also scaling my company, and I'm in the process of now my investor deck is done. I have a new contract manufacturer. So if anybody wants to be a part of Synergy and support my growth and what we're doing in this space in our company, then definitely get in touch with me about that. Because, of course, cannabis means business.
Wow. What a closer. Somebody, Rochelle with CFN just said, and I was just reminded of the principle that you also just indicated is, when everybody does better, everybody does better.
Absolutely.
And I'm honored to have met one more person who sincerely feels that way.
Thank you. I love you guys. And I'm going to connect with you, I'm sure. Now I'm going to go meet the, I have to go to the book expo and meet with my distributor because I have a meeting about the fact that my book is now in Barnes & Noble. What?
What?
For more Cannabis Today content, follow us on social media or visit canna-today.com and filter content by categories like subject, location, and more. As always, please rate, review, subscribe, and share. Thanks again for listening to the Cannabis Today podcast.